The law of gravity works all the time. It don't make any difference what church you go to. It don't matter who your mama was. The law of gravity works all the time. Now, in the same world of physics where the law of gravity functions and operates, are you listening to me now? In a very special way, heaven's law of glory set aside the law of gravity and material, and Jesus went out of this atmosphere like gravity didn't even exist when he was raised from the dead and glorified. His body was functioning under the law of glory. Still a physical body, but a glorified physical body. Jesus sat out and ate with them. He said, "Handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone," not flesh and blood. He didn't have any blood in him. But see, the glory of God was flowing in his veins. So now he's physical, wasn't he? They handled him. They handled him before he was crucified. They handled him after he was raised from the dead. Yet on the other hand, he turned around and walked through the wall without opening the door. That's a sign and a wonder. But see, that glorified body set matter and material physical laws aside. They had no effect. He could stand here right in front of you tonight. Gravity is set completely aside. Even though his body is physical, he could stand here 3 feet off the ground, the same as he could stand here with his feet on the ground. Huh? The power and the glory of God set the law of physics aside when it needed to, when his staff was in trouble in a thunderstorm out in the middle of that lake, and he walked right out there. The Word of God says he walked on the water, but he was not being supported by the water. God moved him out there and set aside the laws of physics that said you can't walk on that water, but he did. And another time, it sped up the laws of physics and instantly moved that boat from the middle of the lake to the shore. This is getting more interesting the more you get in it, doesn't it?